I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. We are continuing our bloggers roundtable. My guests are Gina McCauley. Her blog is called What About Our Daughters? Wayne Bennett, he blogs as The Field Negro, and Dwayne Brayboy, who writes the blog Black Informant. So I'm just going to jump right back in here. New topic. Barack Obama is taking the stage for a South Carolina fundraiser with Donnie McClurkin and other gospel artists. Sounds pretty much par for the course for any presidential candidate, but Wayne, there's a controversy. Tell us what's going on.
Well, apparently, Mr. McClurkin has been involved with some controversial statements about gays, and Barack Obama is getting some flack for aligning himself with Donnie McClurkin, who I take it he's a reverend, correct? He's a minister?
Yes,
he is.
Yeah.
And so have you been jumping in terms of blogging about this?
No, I'm very much a libertarian when it comes to people's personal behavior. I really could care less about, Donnie McClurkin and the gay issue. I mean, I just think people should live and let live. We have enough problems in the black community to be wondering about gays in the church, quite frankly. And it's very hypocritical of the church to have this position about gays when, quite frankly, there are a lot of gays in the church. Those choirs... Some of the people in Mr. McClurkin's choir might be gay. So, I mean,
but
this
that's
whole
not
thing,
the issue. That's well, not the well, issue it, that the activists are raising in this case. You know, this is, I mean, this the issue in this case, quite frankly, it goes back to Earl O'Fari Hutchinson's editorial on the Huffington Post. And what Earl O'Fari Hutchinson did was he took an attack on Donnie McClurkin, and then he used it as a straw man, if you will, to launch a wholesale attack on the African-American church as a whole. In fact, Earl O'Fari Hutchinson, or either the editors at the Huffington Post, decided to call this gospel tour where Donnie McClurkin was going to appear on one night of a three-night series. He decided to call it a gay bashing tour, thus basically saying that gospel music equals gay bashing. Earl O'Fari Hutchinson basically called Mary Mary and the Mighty Clouds of Joy and many of the other gospel acts that are going to be at this concert gay bashing, and the white progressive blogosphere has just run with this. And I've actually blogged on it and read a lot of the comments on these blogs. And quite frankly, I think folks need to step back a moment and take a deep breath because the level of vitriol and rage being directed at the black church to me is not helpful. So I'm going to actually have a podcast on What About Our Daughters, and I'm going to have Jasmine Kanick and Terrence from the Republic of T Republic of T, because African American gay and lesbian bloggers are not being given a front and center stance in this issue. They're
Gina,
not necessarily the voices that are out there.
Dwayne, please go ahead. How do you believe this is playing out? I mean, Earl O'Fari Hutchinson is African American. Is this just an attack by the white liberals, or is this something that has real roots in the African American community, in progressive circles at least?
You know, I think that this whole thing is just a chatter point. It's just another thing to talk about that'll be forgotten next week. And I think, you know, and I want to jump actually to the what Donnie McClurkin has actually said on record, and this was in his book. He said that abnormal use of my sexuality continued until I came to realize that I was broken and that homosexuality was not God's intention. Now, for us to suggest that McClurkin is a gay basher, I think for anybody to say that, you're also saying that the demographic that Obama's going after, they're also gay bashers. And I think that's really just taking this thing way out of proportion, because that particular demographic, as we all know, black church-going folk, they tend to believe, as Donnie McClurkin here, and that is, it's the act of homosexuality is a sin. It's not, they're not bashing people individually wise. It's just what their particular belief is. Now, what you do behind your closed doors, that's your own business. Now,
let me go back to Wayne. What about the intersection in terms of wedge issues? Many political analysts have said that looking, for example, at the question of gay marriage drove a wedge into politics where some people did not support the Democrats that they used to vote for.
It did. And what Republicans did, they wisely, especially in Ohio, they bought out black preachers And they used a lot of these black mega churches to get a lot of scare a lot of African Americans away from voting Democrat because of the gay issue and others, because everyone knows there's a lot of homophobia in the black church. So it worked.
I don't really know about that, because Democrats have always had a lock on the black vote. I mean, you're talking about an 80-90% voting rate for the black community as far as the black church. The Democrats are now starting to come in, as we're seeing in Obama. You know, now they're starting to do these gospel concerts. Next thing you know, probably Obama's going to put a dress on, be Madea's sister.
And what about Hillary Clinton?
Oh, no,
Hillary Clinton was in an African-American church pulpit, and she looked as if she'd been possessed by the spirit of Hattie McDaniel. Al Gore found himself in front of an African-American church,
You
would have thought that he was T.D. Jakes. All of these Democratic candidates reach out to the African-American community and African-American churchgoers. And if these activists want to impose an ideological purity test as it relates to homosexuality, then they need to apply it uniformly. Who supported the Defense of Marriage Act? Who supported, Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
One more topic. I'm going to just bust through here.
I think you're assuming that I'm a supporter of Bill Clinton, but that's okay.
All right.
Go on.
No,
I'm sorry.
So
we're going to go to the UK,
that
guys.
I'm lots of things.
All right. At the risk of taking you off a topic you clearly love, we're going to go to the UK where...
We love all your topics, Farai.
A senior black police officer called for more people from ethnic minorities to be stopped and searched.
Right.
Here's what Keith Jarrett, the outgoing president of the National Black Police Association, said to the BBC News.
It's not that we should stop and search more black youths, but I'm saying young people overall. Because I also know, as a matter of fact, that it's not just black people that carry weapons. White young people carry weapons as well. So in order to disrupt all of that, and perhaps to help with detecting people who are carrying these weapons, then let's employ more stop and search.
Dwayne, you've written about this. No, please, go ahead. You've written about this.
No, that's this is Dwayne. Dwayne, I'm sorry. Go.
Oh, okay. Basically, you notice you said outgoing, because he wouldn't have had the courage to say that while he was still in his position there. Basically, what we're dealing with here, and I really took some time to look into this, is that this is just political correctiveness that has run its course. Because if you go back during the days of the race riots in the UK and during the Brixton riot of 81, law enforcement had to face his demons regarding this whole issue of stopping searching black people randomly. I mean, they were clearly crossing lines. They were really doing things that they shouldn't have been doing. Now, since then, government had made these drastic changes, including hiring more people of color, not only in the front lines, but also, in higher positions within the law enforcement. Now, here's the thing. Government made all these changes, but the people that they were serving, which were many of these black communities, and basically that's what he's talking about. I know he threw white people in there to kind of, make it a little safe. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these black communities, you have a 60%, and I just looked at this, a 60% single-family home rate. Now, with that, now that may be just something I'm throwing out there. But
the chicken's coming home to roost, isn't it?
Here's the thing, though. Yeah, exactly. Because they didn't deal with that. Well, they should have dealt with that in the beginning.
Right.
And because they played it safe, now all of a sudden they want to have this huge campaign to try to eradicate this problem.
Right.
But it's going to fly back in their face.
But Farai, if you will, the population of London, most of the minorities come from former British colonies like Jamaica, Barbados, and so on. So, and most of those people, they live in the poorer areas in London, and they're probably committing a disproportionately high number of the crimes there. So,
think it's socioeconomic in a way?
It's socioeconomic, and it's kind of like the chickens coming home to roost to the British Empire, isn't it? All these countries that they colonized, and now their immigrants are back in Britain, and sons and daughters of these immigrants causing a lot of these problems. So, hey, I really don't care about what happens.
But
to
you also have
Gina, we're just about out of time. Have your say.
I mean, how do I follow that, Farai? I think it's overly simplistic, and it doesn't, like they said, address the underlying issues that are causing these increases in crime. And it's only going to make people angry and resentful. But I really do wish that law enforcement communities all over the world would focus on protecting and keeping safe minority and low-income communities and give them the same level of protection as people who live on wealthier sides of town.
All right, well, we're going to wrap it right there. Always good, Wayne, Dwayne, always, and Gina. Thank you so much.
Farai, it's been an experience.
Take my boxing gloves off here.
Great.
All right, we've been talking with Wayne Bennett, an attorney who blogs as the Field Negro. He was at the Audio Post Studios in Philadelphia, also recently mentioned in an LA Times article on black blogging. Dwayne Brayboy of the blog Black Informant at KUCI in Irvine, California, and from KUT in Austin, Texas, Gina McCauley. Her blog is called What About Our Daughters? You can find links to their blogs and ours at nprnewsandnotes.org. And the conversation doesn't stop here. Our online series, Speak Your Mind, gives you a chance to sound off on the issues you care about. Go to our blog, nprnewsandviews.org, and click on Speak Your Mind to know more.